four objects. I do my filo chodo for chodo mechayev. I call chodo for chodo mechayev. Maybe you chayev 20 on each one. You chayev 4. That's the shalom. What does here v'lo loch mean? Rashi says I do my v'lo loch a proti koi v'yesh kan chov. When I say and you also not, I mean to say and you also not the same way I swore to the first one. And you also not that I do not have your pikud in all four things. So what's the halacha? Tomorrow says Toshima coming here. Did Tony Rebbe Chia? Rebbe Chia learned Harekan Esrim Chatoyis. Rebbe Chia said there's a count. Sometimes you have 20 korbanos you have to bring for one shvua. So Hechidomi, what is the case of Rebbe Chia? E de Pirish. If the case is that five people came and he asked him for these four objects. And he said back each one separately, I swear I did not have of you. Since so, Rabbi Chia minyan oslash minyan. And he's just coming to count for us, like we know how to count ourselves. And he's just telling us that this one person made like five shvuas upon four objects, subshiti, we know how to count, 5 times 4, 20. What do we need Rabbi Chia for? El Allah, isn't the case, the loy pirish. He must be telling us some chiddush, like in our case, that the person did not speak out clearly 20 times, I do not have. But rather, Rabbi Chia meant to say in our case, that the person first swore back to the first one and said, I swear, I do not have of yours, not to Pikodon, not to Shumas Yad, not to Gez, not to Aveda. So the first one, Shiti Chayifua. But then to number two, he just said, V'loy Loch. And to number three, V'loy Loch. And that's the chiddush. Am I saying v'loy loch? Not only is it one separate shvua, but you mean to make the protim to everyone separately. So here's a simple way of saying v'loy loch, v'loy loch, v'loy loch, meaning all four cases that you be chayiv 20 chatois. Same time, in such a case, you'd be chayiv 20. Now the Mishnah says, "V'era machlokes if onasti or patisi es biti." I come to you and you say, "Listen, you are manis. You talked my daughter into living with her." So you have to pay me the kenas of 50 shkolim. So it's a machlokes the Mishnah whether there's a shvur say the pekodin or not. What's the shayla? If I only ask for kenas, everybody holds kenas yipota. Kenas is not doima to pekodin, it's not vadei mamin, because maybe the person could admit. Says so, why does Tanna Kamma say yichayiv? Because it's poshit. When you say onasti that you are manus, you forced my daughter, yichayiv to boishes to pegam also. Now the bush of the embarrassment you gave her, you made her worth less now. Now that she's a bula, you made her worth less. That's called mammon. So therefore I'm asking for money, therefore you chayiv. So what's the machlokes? So Amar Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say your potter? That if I come and ask you and say, you are minus my daughter, you owe me the 50 shkolim, and he swears not like that, that he's potter. Why? Hoyo v'ika kinasu teveya. Because the main thing he means to ask for is for the kenas. He's asking for the kenas. You're minus my daughter, you have to pay me 50 shkolim. So my main fear is for the kenas. And on kenas, there's no parasha shvua sapikodin. It's not a vadai mammon. Maybe he'll be meida. On my rabbi says like this. Moshe Rabbi Shimon, what's the Moshe Rabbi Shimon? Lamaha davadim, what is this like? Li odam shom lechaberoi. Somebody says to his friend, Tainli chitum usarim v'kusamim sheyeshli biyodach. You know, I gave you to watch. You have of mine a bundle of barley, of wheat, and of spelt. Om aloi, the person answers back and says, Om aloi, shvua shein lecho biyodi chitum. You know, I swear that I do not have of yours wheat. That's all he answers back. He only makes one shvua, only on wheat. And the ishtakecha comes out to chitum udalesle. He swore true that even though he owes him the barley and the kusamin that he has, but the wheat that he doesn't have, it's like a true what he swore. So, ha sarim the kusamis islay, but the other two he does have, still the potter. He's potter in such a case. Why? The chiyishtaba, when the person swore and said, I do not have chitim, achitim akushta kamishtaba. He only meant to swear, I do not have the wheat of yours, and that's true. It's the truth, he doesn't have it. It's like here also. The Avamina is, even though I'm asking you, I'm saying, you are my honest, my daughter, so you owe me the 50 shkolim, and also you owe me the boishes and the begam, but when you swear back, all you mean to swear back is only on the kenas. You only mean to say, no, I did not do it, meaning, I did not owe you the kenas. That's all the person meant to swear. So therefore, since it's a shvu on kenas, Rabbi Shimon holds your potter.
that maybe the Baal will come and complain later. Zmar says, Amalei Abaye, Abaye says back, Midami, what's one of them with the other? Hosom b'chitim kokofalei, v'sarim v'kusamim l'kokofalei. There, clearly, he answered back and said, I swear I do not have of yours the wheat. So, clearly, I'm only saying on the wheat, but the other two I admit. But hocha v'kula milsu the kokofalei. But over here, the person is answering back and saying, I swear I was not Manas Yedora. So whatever you're asking me by saying Anastias BT, which means to include three things, the money for the Kanaf and the Boshes and the Began, he is being Kofar. That's not a good example. Here he was Kofar and everything. Holodom, it is only like and the person answers back, I swear I have nothing of yours. That's what he answers back. And then the Ishtaka Chitim Udalesley, true, he does not have the wheat, but he really has, he is holding on to the spell and to the barley, the Mechayiv, there is Chiti Ischayiv, it's a Shvua Sheker, it's a Shvua Sheker on the Pikodin, that is Chayiv, here also. When the person swears back, I was not Manas your daughter, so true, he's potter on the Kanaf, but on the other two things, he's being kofar. He's kofar on the Bashas and the Begam. He should be Chayiv. Eldigmar said like this, if you want to give an example, a mashal, Elikiyasi Rav and Amar Yechanan, Ledivrei Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, what's the Svara? Kanasu Tadeya. When the person, the father, says to this person, you are Manas, my daughter, you owe me money, you know what the father has in mind? By saying, Anastias Biti, he means to be Kveya, mainly the Kanaf of 50 Shkolim. V'loi Boshes of Begam. He does not mean to ask for the Boshes in the Begam. That's not what he's coming to complain for. True, if they'll come to Bezdin, Bezdin will be Mechayvim also. What the father's main interest is in the Kanaf. Therefore, it's called the Tveya, the Kanaf. And he's swearing back, I was not Manas, he's been kai for the Kanas, Mishimin says Yipota. But Divri Chachomin, Av Boishas Tepagam Hu Tveya. When the father comes to this person and says, yes, you are Manas, my daughter, he means to ask not only for the 50 Shkolim of Kanas, but he means to ask also for the Boishas and Begam. So what's, like we said at the beginning, what's the Machoy, what's the Svara then? But my Kamislogi, what's the Machoy, what's the Svara? Amri Papa, Rebbe Shimin Sabar, Loi Sabak Inish Midi, the Kayetz, to Tava Midi, Loi Kayetz. Listen, this the money is an exact amount. From our owners, the Kanas is 50 Shkolim. So he knows he has a clear-cut case to get 50. When I ask for Boishas and Begam, who knows how much it's worth? Right now, I don't know how much it's worth. We have to go to Bezdin and make evaluation, how much embarrassment she has, how much she would have been worth before the Maisabia, how much it's worth now, I don't know how much I'll get. That's a Suffolk, like, how much money. So a person doesn't think about that. A person right now thinks mainly about the 50 Shkolim that I know for sure I'm going to get. So Rabbi Shimon's Svari is the father right now is mainly asking for the 50 Shkolim. And his Kfira is also on Kanaf. Therefore he's Pata. Rabban and Sarvi know, Leshavik Midi, Techimaydi Be'la Mifta. Like I'm better off asking for the Boshes and the Begam. That's for sure I'll receive it. No matter what this man answers back, even if he admits that he was Manas my daughter, that'll be Pata on the Kanaf, but on the Boshes and the Begam, he's Chai, that's Mamin. Should I only ask just for the Kanaf? Now that's a doubtful if I'll receive it. Maybe he'll admit, and I'm potter, he's potter. So therefore that's the svara that Rabbanan say no, for sure the father means to ask for the mamin of Boshes and Begam, and therefore it's called the kfira shvua on mamin, that's called the chayiv for korban shvua. Hadi olecha shvua sapikotim. So the Mishnah, not the same time at least, yeah. Hadi ne can't do both the cloud, because once you make him to bula, you're not chayiv again, it has to be dafkan absula, so you're going to do it once. That's the machloekis. Some say you do it for kedaka, then you're not chayiv anymore on kedaka anymore. You already made a pregamen already. Shvuas hadayonim. What's the case? So far we had shvuas that people make themselves. Whether it's a shvuas bitui, shvuas apikodin, shvuas edis. Now we're talking about shvuas hadayonim. When you come into Bezdin and Reuven says, you owe me $100, and Shimon says back, I admit I owe you $50, but that's all. So he's a maidib miksas. So now the pasuk says that you have to swear, it's called a shvuas diraisa of a maidib miksas. How does a Bezdin make somebody swear? So it has to be like this. Reuven has to ask for at least 2 kesef. That's how much money you owe me. I lent you at least 2 kesef. It's an amount of money. And Vahaydor, he has to admit the Shavapruta. He has to admit that I owe you at least the Shavapruta. This is the case of the Maidu Mixas. There's an Achleikas in the Gemara, whether the Haidor has to be, I admit that I owe you Shava Pruta, but I disagree that I do not owe you at least Shtei Kesef. So then, really, when the first Taina Shtei Kesef means that he asks for two Kesef and a Pruta, and then he admits to a Pruta, so he's still denying the Shtei Kesef, that's the case of Maidu Mixas. We'll see in the Gemara. V'yemein hoidor mimin ha-taina pota. But let's say the hoidor is not mimin ha-taina, then you pota, that's not called the Maidu Mixas. Let's see, what's the case, Ketzad? Shtei Kesef li biyoduch. You have of mine two Kesef, I lent you two Kesef. And he answers back, Ein lecha biyodi el pruta. I only have a pruta of these two Kesef. Sandwich is denying, he's denying two Kesef less a pruta. So pota, in this case you pota, because it's not called he's being kofar or shtei prutas, or shtei Kesef. What's going to be if the person says, Shtei Kesef u pruta li biyodach? Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me two Kesef and a pruta. Now the Shimon answers back, Ein lecha biyodi el pruta. I only admit that I owe you a pruta, but I'm being kofar, I'm denying the Shtei Kesef chayiv. That's the case that Yechayev on Moedim Mixas. Now, what's the Mina Taino? Mana li biyodach. I say you owe me 100. Ein lecha biyodi mana. Ein lecha biyodi have nothing. So pata, that's called Kaifra Kail, you pata from the Shvua. Mana li biyodach. I say you owe me $100. Ein lecha biyodi alecha mishim dinner. I only have 50 dinner. Chayev. That's called Mina Taino. A dinner is called 50 half of the mana. What about mana liyaba biyodecha? I say, you have $100 of my father, and now my father died, I yashin to him, so you owe me the money. Ein lecha biyodi el nun dinner. I only have 50 dinrim, which really is a moed of mixas, but still he's potter. This Reuben, the malvis, the loiver is potter. Mivnei shukimesh baveda. Because since the malva is not here, it's only the son of the malva, so in front of the son, it's a svara, he'd be meyaz and meyaz. It doesn't bother the person to lie. He could lie. Really, this svar always is Maidim Mixas, that you don't have the chutzpah, the ozah, to lie in front of the malva that gave you the money. That's only in front of the person himself that gave you the money. Here it's only the son, so really it means nothing to you to say, get out of here, you gave me nothing. So now that I admit, I gave you 50, you gave me 50, that's called like I'm being Meshav Aveda. We'll see in the Gemara. I'm doing you a favor, and therefore I'm part of from Yeshua. So Migo, Manali biyodach, I say you owe me $100. Amalai, hein, yes, I owe you the 100. Ramacha, tomorrow, Amalai, tenuli, listen, give it to me. Yesterday you admitted you owe me 100, give it to me. The guy is in the back, Nesati lecho, I gave it to you already, leave me alone. Prata, he's prata, you can't do anything about it. True, I admitted yesterday, but also now I'm kofra koil, I say I gave it to you already. What about ein lecho biyot, I say today, no, I do not owe it to you, then chayiv, because kolayma shloi levisi, kolayma loi prati domi. Like you're admitting you do not pay back, and yesterday there was a door, there was mechayiv you to pay, and now you're admitting you do not pay back, then you chayiv to pay the money. Mona li biyodach, you owe me $100. Omaloi hein, yes. And you say clearly, after nuli elo biyedim, if so, only give it back to him in front of two edim. And right now you're admitting in Bezdin, or you're admitting in front of two edim. Lamacha tomorrow omaloi, to nuli, give it to me. And he answers back, nesat lecha, I gave it to you already. Chayiv, in this case it'll be chayiv. He can't say, I gave it back to you. But they should talk, lipnu biyedim. Because yesterday it said clearly, I'll give it back to you in front of edim. You have to, right? You have to want to make a pot yourself. Litrazov yesh to biyodach. I have a measurement, a pound of gold by you. And he answers back, ein lecha biyodi a litra kesef. No, you only have a pound of silver by me. So that's the case, potter. This is not called hoidor mimin ha-taina. This is not called maidim mixas. Even though the gold is, let's say, worth $1,000, and the silver is only worth 500, so really his value goes, he's maidim mixas, but it's not called mimin ha-taina. He's asking for gold, and he's answering back in silver. That's not called mimin ha-taina. There's no shua maidim mixas. What about the dinners, though? If I say you owe me silver coins. So when you mention the word coins, it doesn't make a difference. The gold, it means how much the coins are worth. So if I say you owe me $1,000 of golden coins, and the guy answers back, that's what I have by you. And he answers back, no, you only have silver coins worth $500, or else a trisus, or pandios, or pruta, chayiv. Any type of a coin is called mimin ha-taina. Sha'akro min matbeyachas, they're all one coin. Once the person asked for coins, he meant to say value. What about kurtfua libiyodach? I have a bundle of wheat by you, I only have beans by you. I only have beans. Potter. That's not called the minatayna. When you ask for tfuah for wheat and you ask for back beans, that's two different things. You're potter from Maidu Mixas. What about kur perisi that have a bundle of fruit by you? Unless the kidneys only have beans. Chayiv. Shakidneys mechlal peris. Because beans are mechlal peris. Tfuah is different, but peris is a general cloud for beans also. I say you owe me a bundle of wheat, and he answers back, I only have of yours, I have a bundle of barley. Again, potter. That's not called mimin hataina. Rabbi Gamliel Mechai, Rabbi Gamliel says no, he does not hold this klal of mimin hataina. As long as I'm asking something that's worth money, and you admit that you owe me something, that's also called the maidu mixas. Hatein lachaveiroi bekadei shem, and I say you owe me barrels of oil. For hoidlo bekakanim, and you admit that I only owe you the barrels. So what is that called? Admanoima hoy voidle mixas ataina mimin ataina yishava. He's admitting to half. You're asking for barrels of oil means two things: the barrels and the oil. He's admitting to the barrels. That's maidu mixas. V'chamramam no ain adam mimin ataina. It's not called he's admitting, because what you mean to ask for is oil. That's if you say barrels. That's nothing. The main thing he's asking for is for the oil. And now he's only answering back to the barrels. That's not called mimin ataina. Aram gamliel rayani zivri yadma. I like what Admin says. Tornu kelim mekakoyis. Let's say I ask for kelim and kakoyis, right to the kelim, and the person admits that I owe you kelim. The koffer mekakoyis, and his koffer mekakoyis, again he's potter, because there's no shvua on tfiras kakoyis. What about the kakoyis? I admit that I owe you the karka. You say that I have two things of yours. I have your property and your kelim. I have your house and the furniture inside it. And I answer back, I admit the house belongs to you. But the cloth of the kelim, all the furniture inside it belongs to me. So in such a case also potter. Because the hoidor and the kfira both cannot be on kakoyis. Therefore you potter. What's going to be the hoidor the mixas of karka? I admit half the karka belongs to you. Again potter. On karka there's no shvuah. But the mixas of kelim chayiv. Here, if I ask you for kelim, you have my house and the furniture. And I say no, I only admit that half the furniture belongs to you, then you chayiv b'shvua. Because on the kelim alone, there's a maidu b'miktas. Sh'anachosim shein l'machrayis, zoykikim et anachosim sh'esh l'machrayis l'shov aleim. In this case, once you have to swear on the furniture, which is nachosim shein l'machrayis, it could also force you to swear the zoykikim et gil b'shvua, that you have to swear on the kaker also. Ein nishboyim atanas chereshet v'kotin. Of a cherish, or a cotton, or a shayta comes to ask you for something, that's not called a taina, there's no chiyah shvua. They mashbin as a cotton. We do not make a cotton swear either. Avu nishboyim lit cotton lahegdish. In the case where a cotton yash in the father's money, and there's not but ruckus there, that's asking for the money, so you have to swear to the cotton that yes, there's a shvua to a cotton or to hegdish. Even though they cannot be taveya the shvua. Alright.
Yeah, now we're up to the Gemara. On the Chesma base. Gemara says, Heicha mashbi'in lei. How does Bezdin put a shvu upon this person that's moide b'miksas? This parak is about the shvuas habayonim. Again, that Ruvain is moide b'miksas. So Ruvain has to swear in Bezdin. How does Bezdin put the shvu? Omarav yud omarav. We swear them, Bezdin puts the shvu upon them, the same lashon that we find in the Torah itself, meaning that you have to use Hashem's name, the Shem HaMyuchad. The Chsiv, it says, when Avraham Avinu put the shvu upon his Eved, he said, so you have to use Hashem's name. Omale Ravinu Ravashi, come on, who do you want to say our Mishnah goes like? Rabbi Chanina Baridi. The Yomad, he says, Binan Shem Ham Yuchid, that you have to have the Shem Ham Yuchid. That's what our Mishnah means. That you have to, Bezdin makes the Shvua, the person has to say Hashem's name. Omalai said back, no, Afilu Teimer Rabbonin. Even if you want to say our Mishnah, go according to the Rabbonin Shita that we had before, that the Amri, they say, the Kinui. That even the other names, the Kinuyim, Rachum, the Chanun, is also considered a Shvua. So, what is he saying here? The Amr of Yudah Marav, Mashpinois, Meshvua, Samur, Batorah. What did he mean to say? It has to be a Shvua that says in the Torah. In the Torah it says Hashem's name, the Shem HaMyuchad, not Rachum, the Chanun, not the Kinuy. But now, Kamino, that Tzorach Liyat Husay, Chetze Biyodei, meaning to say that when the person swears, not only does he have to say Hashem's name, but he also has to hold on to a Sefer Torah. He has to hold a Cheftza B'yodei, a Cheftza Shal Kedusha, he has to have in his hands. Rashi says, Komar Ois Sefer Sunsi Ois Tfilin, Ki Avram Diatvaseli Eliezer Bris Mila. He made Eliezer hold on to his Bris Mila. So there's two things. He used Hashem's name, plus he held on to a Chayfet of a Mitzvah. Crazy, the question, how come we don't have this halacha by Shavuos Sapikodin and Shavuos Seidus? The boy Nami on Kutei Chetza. Alright, but he's saying that's halacha by Shavuos Adiyonim, that you have to have a Chetza. Ukidu Rava, the Yomar Rava, Haidaino di Ashpa by Hashem Lakei Hashemayim. Even if a Bezdin uses Hashem's name, he makes the Nitva swear with Hashem's name, is Nasa Kimisha Toye B'dva Mishnah. He's like making a mistake in something that it says in the Mishnah, for Chayzer, he has to retract, take the psak back. What did he make, what mistake did he make here? That he did not use on the Kitas Chayfetz. Now that's the halacha we mean to say here, that you have to use a Chayfetz. Like Rashi says, Fleyatvisu Chayfetz is Nasek Trebedva Mishnah. The Yafagab Zloitnan Lomba Mishnah, we do not learn this in our Mishnah itself, but Shemaita Deravi, this is Rav's halacha. That's where the Gemara started off. Dom Rav Yudom Rav. Now, Varehi Kedva Mishnah, what Rav teaches us is like a Mishnah. Kedar Minim Sanhedrin, Ptitoye Bedvar Ha'amurim is Chayzer. If you made a mistake in something, even the Amoroyim say clearly, also the Dayan has to retract. And we do not say, Ma'ashosu Wasli. This is called the Toye Bedvar Mishnah, means something that was learned openly. That a Shavua is not enough just to say the name of Hashem, but you also have to hold on to a Dabba Shabbat. The Yom Rav Papa, Hai Daino Di Ashba Bitfilin, if a Dayan, when he makes the Shvua, the Chayfet the person is holding is not a Sefer Torah, but he's only holding a pair of Tfilin, Nasa Kimisha Toy Bitva Mishnah V'Chayze. That's your Papa's halacha. He holds the Chayfet means a Sefer Torah B'davka, and nothing less. If he only holds Tfilin, that's not enough, and therefore it's a Toy Bitva Mishnah V'Chayze. The Mar says that's not the halacha though. The Hilchasa Kavosa the Rava, we pass in like Rava that true the Dayan has to make sure the person is holding a chefetz of Kedusha, but for Leis Hilchasa Kavosa the Rav Papa, we do not pass in like Rav Papa. Meaning Hilchasa Kavosa the Rava to Loi Nakita Chefetz Biyadei. Rava says if the Dayan makes them swear, they say the Shvu even with Hashem's name, but if he's not holding on to a chefetz, it's no good. It's called the Toye B'dva Mishnah. Rav says you have to hold on to a chayfetz also. But v'le silchos ha-kavos to Rav Papa, we do not pass like Rav Papa, to a nekita chetz v'yadei, that even though he's not holding a sefer Torah, but he's holding tefillin. Tefillin is also good. That's the way we paskin. We paskin tefillin is also good. We'll still see, even though l'chetchila, you should use a sefer Torah, but still we hold tefillin is good v'di'evit.
Maybe sefer Torah wasn't so available.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see. That's they bring down by Avraham Avinu. He used the Nilo because there's nothing else. But at times when you have a Sefer Torah, that's preferable. You're supposed to use a Sefer Torah. Just for the Yevet film is good. Now, Shvua Mu'umid, a person is supposed to stand when he makes the Shvua. Talmud Chochem Yushev. A Talmud Chochem has the right to sit down. Mishum Kavod HaTorah, he has the right to sit down. Now, Shvua B'Sefer Torah. Like we just said, a person is supposed to hold on to a Sefer Torah when he makes the Shvua, and not just Tfilin. But Talmud Chacham lechatchila b'tfilin. A Talmud Chacham has the right, the Rashi says, Deila lechatchila b'tfilin b'fnei kvaydoi. As his covered, it's not so, we don't force him to hold the Sefer Torah, it's enough to make as least as possible to make as if he's just wearing his Tfilin. That would be enough. Because b'dievet is good for anybody. Just for Lechila we want a Sefer Torah. But for Talmud Chacham, we let him get away with Tefillin. Tana Rabbonin, Shvua Sadayonim. How do we make the Shvua Sadayonim? Afi B'lishon Nemro. Meaning it could be said in any language the person understands. If he only understands English, he could say the Shvua in English, French, anything you want. Afi B'lishon Nemro. Said over in any Lashon. Oymrim Loi, we tell to the person that's about to swear,